promote local gardens and urban farming, which in turn increases the availability of local organically grown food. Not only do gardens and urban farms help create vibrant sites of community engagement, they improve community resiliency by helping residents produce their own healthy, culturally important foods right in their own neighborhoods. Policies to promote urban agriculture include allowing rooftop gardening for businesses and those who don't have access to yards, and expanding community gardens to give residents access to public spaces for food production. Gardens should be established in low-income areas lacking access to fresh produce. There are currently 7 census tracts in the city of Bethlehem that USDA designates as low-income, low-access areas. Priority areas should also be those affected by high rates of air pollution or those that have few public green spaces. Community gardens and green roofs filled with vegetables and flower have the potential to filter air pollution, help cool cities and homes in the summer months, and reduce stormwater runoff. Urban ag programs should also focus on soil improvements in communities that may have a legacy of contamination. One consideration could be vacant lots, which tend to have poor quality compacted soil that cannot absorb stormwater or sustain the growth of beneficial plants. I'm excited about this strategy because it creates new opportunities for people to get involved in the decisions about where their food comes from and how it's grown. Depending on how they're structured, community gardens and urban farms have a host of other environmental benefits beyond what I have already mentioned, from increasing biodiversity of plant and animal life to reducing food waste. There is tremendous potential to do something extremely impactful through this strategy. Residents can get involved with urban ag by advocating for city planners to identify appropriate sites and provide water hookups, as well as volunteering to grow and maintain community gardens, planting their own gardens at home, and volunteering at school gardens that already exist in the city, especially during the summer months when children are not in school. We are looking forward to seeing the impacts of the strategy in the future. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Katie Bartolotta, and I'm the